Sitting down with Stuart Fleming, the president of the Logan Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I am awesome. Or at least that's what my publicist tells me.
I think that you're sporting a turtleneck very, very well. It's good weather for it, wouldn't you say?
It's been freezing at the moment, or as they say, it's cold as a witch's titty out here. But that's just Queenslanders.
Oh, well, I'm a Queenslander, but I can't say that I've heard that one.
No, it was a meme actually on TikTok. Where they in South Australia and Victoria, they have the same temperature, but they're like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Queenslanders are like, oh,
it's freezing.
So cold.
Look, Stuart, sitting down with you today to have a little bit of a chat about how things are going. Now, representing the Logan Chamber, what area do you actually cover?
So, look, we look at all of Logan, but realistically, we have sister chambers that look after Beenleigh Yatala and do a fantastic job out there, and then Logan Regional. Mm-hmm. So we stretch out to Waterford West. I mean, we do cover bits. So we have businesses from Eagleby that are members and out at Browns Plains. But sort of the, I guess you'd say, the eastern side of Logan, eastern two-thirds, I guess, is what we cover.
The east side.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's the big divide in Logan where they say it's, you know, the east side of the highway, but we're actually mostly west side of the highway. But it's a really good, we've got a really good business, set of businesses in Logan, and growing strongly.
I think that you could follow that slogan as well. What's that slogan? Come together? Is that the one we're hearing a lot of lately?
We are. And come together on Zoom, I think, seems to be the
mandate.
Yeah,
not in person so much at the moment, but we are starting to be able to do that. Now, with the chambers, do you all come together and meet and discuss what's going on in those areas?
Yeah, so the three chambers have been working together really strongly probably for the last 3 or 4 years now. We have a chamber president's meeting where all the chamber presidents go and meet with the council, but we also meet separately. And then we have 3, 4, 5 events a year where we all kind of come together. Yeah. So we have joint chamber breakfasts 3 times a year, so one each hosting. And then we have the Business Distinction Awards, and we have the Prawn Day, which has really been Beenleigh Yatala's time to shine.
Fantastic event.
How good is Prawn Day? We have the Logan Village Fest, run by Logan Regional Chamber. And then we have the Logan Expo, which will be running in this November.
With business, would you encourage your business around the region to actually join up with one of the chambers?
It's one of those things. How do you tell if the membership is valued? Look, we have members that have been with the chamber for over 30 years. The decision on whether you join or not at the moment should be a no-brainer because we're free. First time in 40-something years that the chamber's ever had free membership.
And is that just due to the current climate?
Yeah, we figured that we were doing well financially. We really needed to reach out to more businesses, and businesses were struggling. So we put a 6-month moratorium on memberships.
Yeah, and then, how far in are we?
Oh, I think we're only 2 or 3 months in. We're looking till the end of September, and we'll extend that if we see that there's a need.
Yeah, and what's the biggest thing that people get out of it? Is it coming together and networking with other business and having a chat about what's going on in the community, things that you can do to help grow business?
There's a lot of networking. So we do, we have the breakfast, and every time we have a breakfast, we see membership go up. There's the information of connecting with those people that have the business information, and there's also having a voice. So in the current pandemic, the current crisis, we've been advocating for a reduction in fees for businesses from council. We've been advocating with a whole lot of chambers of commerce through CCIQ to the state government, mm-hmm. and then also to the federal government, just to push particular issues that are being raised by our members to us. But don't forget the beverages and, of course, the prawns at Prawn Day.
That's all important. That is important.
You have to lubricate the wheels of business, we find.
Hey, where do some of the best ideas come from?
Yeah, that's right. Some of our great sponsors, Monkey Tree.
Hey, Dino.
we have actually switched the model now. So we're having weekly webinars where we wrote a book. The Chamber pulled together a book on different aspects of business written by our members. Mm-hmm. And we're running webinars at the moment every week. We're up to the third one this week, which will be digital marketing, on a Wednesday morning. And it's interesting to see that the amount of non-members turning up to those, because they're free. They're free online. It's an easy way to connect without breaching social distance or any of that sort of stuff. it's an easy way to connect. And we're making them 30 minutes. We're keeping them really short.
Yeah.
From 8 to 8:30, dial in, pull out as soon as you want, and you've got the information. But if you're not a chamber member, one of the things that we have is we greet you at the door, and if you don't know anyone, we'll take you around and introduce you to people. I know it's quite daunting to go to something where you don't know anybody. And so we are really active in introducing people around and making you feel welcome. We've got some great events planned post-COVID that will be coming out. But you won't be a stranger. And yeah. If you are a stranger, you won't be a stranger for long. Because we realise that so many businesses find that they are doing it on their own. Fabulous businesses in our chamber. And you will definitely learn, even just by turning up and listening to the conversations around the table. We are a chamber of commerce, so it is about business.
Yeah. If anyone would like to find out more information, where would you suggest they head?
Website, obviously, loganchamber.com.au. We've got a bunch of information there from CCIQ, from state government, from local government, and from the federal government. We've got all their hotline numbers up there. We've got all of our webinars that we've done. The recordings are there.
How many do we have to go?
We're on to the third one this week, and there were 13 chapters in the book. There is a sense of family in the chamber. We've got a fantastic committee. We all pull together and do all sorts of different things. But we also have a bunch of fantastic sponsors. Rebel FM are a great sponsor and offer our members extra special stuff. We have special deals with Officeworks, special deals with Meadowbrook Golf Club are a great sponsor. Just throwing those guys in, because they really do some fantastic stuff for us.
Well, it's been such a great chat with you today. Thank you so much for taking some time to have a little bit of a talk to me.
And also have a look at our Facebook page. We actually have now a private group just for businesses, and there's a lot of special offers going into that Facebook private group.
Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you very much.